Fucking buckle up. Welcome to Hammer Time!
Dan!
The number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone!
Woo!
Guys, what's going on up here?
Woo!
Just haven't changed it from the show earlier.
Sorry. Oh, come on, Mitt. I mean, I asked you, are you ready?
Open your eyes, Mitt.
Instead of saying, yeah, Tony, I'm ready, you fucking slammed your 16th Celsius of the day.
This kid's foaming at the mouth.
I am changing it right now, and I think it's good.
Thanks, dude. I just want to make sure you spelled everything right. Let me see.
No, I never spelled this, actually. Zito actually spelled all of this correctly.
Oh, okay. Shout out. Nice. Shout out, Zito. I am Tone Diggs.
Had a baby Tone.
I can't
hear you. You used all my gusto on the first one.
Did you already do it today?
Yeah, I screamed it when we started the show. What, are we just starting over because Mitt can't turn on a TV?
He fucked me up. Bubba Gumpino's here.
Good day, Tony.
Fucking... How's the footy bets going today?
We're up 2-1 right now. Real Sociedad. Fucking Mitt, you are fucking on one today.
No, huh? Actually, I don't know what happened. Those headphones stopped working.
Maybe fucking put the bong down, dude.
Christ.
I had a winner this morning in the D-backs.
Wow, that game scared me. That Reds team can mash, dude.
I didn't feel incredible about it, but hey.
Fucking Widener rides again.
Fucking Widener rides again. Jay on the sound back there. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you,
Jay. You're welcome,
Tom. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Man, how'd you do last night, Paul?
Another winner. Pretty good night. Like 5-2 or 5-3.
Don't worry about it.
Don't go to him anymore.
Yeah, he's done.
Put sunglasses on.
MLB.
I don't know why Jay turned the light on.
MLB last. Jesus Christ. Mitt. MLB last night. Scherzer,
Reds,
Oakland.
Yeah,
that was a wild ride.
The afternoon was tough. Night was good.
A's can't lose at this point.
They won't lose. They're going fucking.
Would they score three runs in the last inning?
They're making Moneyball too right now as we speak. This is it. 27 straight.
Brewers couldn't fucking bring it home for me, even though.
Donnie Lamet
was out after two innings. We talked
about
it.
That's tough, dude. You come back from an injury like that. That sucks.
It's scary.
Yeah. Could be it. You never know when it's over, you know?
Giants, I think, are like 14-2 to the under now, first five.
Fucking Sanchez going tonight.
They ride again today.
Fucking, you know, fucking Tony's on his fucking Marlins. Fucking Tony Marlin.
Am I on the Marlins?
I'm for you. If they're good plus a half, I bet you are.
All right, let's ride. Let's hunt, boys.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Woo!
Let's go find some winners, okay? Let's go hunt some winners. MLB, April 22nd. Happy birthday, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Coach's birthday.
Coach's birthday today.
Papa Diggs?
Papa Diggs' birthday today.
Is he working?
Yeah, he working. The guy doesn't. He don't take days off. Fucking Water Authority. He ain't taking days off, okay? Blue
How many
collar.
Beers is he crushing tonight?
Probably have a couple pops when he gets some. A couple cores.
Not a baby Coke.
Those mountains are always blue.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati and Arizona is still going. So if anyone took the full game, it's 8-8, top nine.
Jesus.
Buccos are up, obviously, on the Tigers, 4-2, bottom nine.
Buccos.
Didn't touch that one.
No, I was leaning. I was going to take the Tigers because Urana looked good his last time out. But it was tied after five, so it would have been a push anyways.
You bet against the Buccos on your own volition, my
friend. I mean, I saw some stat. They were 0-10 straight up against teams they were playing where the pitcher's ERA was over five.
Oh, so they can't hit the bad guys.
Can't hit anybody, I don't think.
I mean, they're about to be 9-10 on the season. Fucking the battling Bucks are 500. So that's what we got going on. The next game starts at 6:10. We got a little bit of time here. It is the New York Yankees at the Cleveland baseball team.
Yeah.
Can't say it.
I mean, where I come from, I feel.
Well, you're Canadian, so you're allowed to.
Yeah.
native Canadians.
Guess we can't.
Guess you can't. Guppy and I both like this game. We both like the Indians. I got it minus 115 first five money line. You got it around there?
Yeah, yeah.
So both of these teams are in the bottom five hitting right-handed pitching. So let's exclude the bats out of this, okay? Even though the Indians are ranked higher than the Yankees. Domingo Germán.
Hermy.
Is on the mound for the Yanks. 9 ERA in two starts this season. He got sent down after his last start, you know, try to figure some stuff out. We're banking on that he did not figure some stuff out when he went back down, correct?
That's correct, Tony.
He didn't pitch last season, and he's always been worse on the road.
Did he opt out last year, or was he hurt?
I don't know, to be honest.
Remember, he retired? Did you not remember that?
No.
Yeah, like after he had a very good rookie season, he like retired for like a week or something.
It's been like 4 years since.
Oh, gosh.
Fucking hat down. Okay. Was that a sign?
You went at fucking junior rock on your own accord, my friend.
Savali's on the mound for Cleveland. Has a 2.18 ERA this season. I think we just like the pitching matchup in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, 11 and two thirds his last two outings, 10 Ks, two earned runs.
Pretty solid.
You got to ride the hot hand here.
Yeah, so we're going
especially Cleveland. At that number. I mean, I don't love
minus 115. Not bad at all.
That's very good. The way the Yanks are going.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too good. Some would say, but I'll take it.
You will take it. Seattle at Boston. Justin Dunn and Nick Pivetta. No, I didn't like this game. Even though Seattle has been very, very bad in Boston. They typically do not perform well in Boston. But I don't know. I just didn't like the value with the dog here. Oh, by the way, if you haven't betting dogs, $100 blindly betting on the dogs each game this MLB season would have netted you $4,700.
That's pretty good.
The puppies are barking. The pups are barking. The Sox are minus 172 here. Mariners plus 144. Over under 9.5. Juice to the under minus 115.
Yeah, there's just not enough value here to take the. I would lean Red Sox, but Pivetta is last time out. He got rocked. I mean, Justin Dunn has pitched what once?
Yeah, he's 1-0 with a 3.72 ERA. Yeah. Pivetta's got a 3.68 ERA. Red Sox obviously the better hitting team here. I just didn't like the value with Pivetta.
Yeah, I'm good.
Next game is Mets and Cubs. Oof. Trevor Williams is going for the Cubs. And then Joey Lucchese is going for the Mets. And I flirted with the under here because it's 5.5. And Trevor Williams' expected ERA is 3. I think so somewhere. Let me see if I found it here. 3, and then Lucchese actually has an expected ERA of 1.89.
What?
Yeah, he has a real ERA. Both of them have real ERAs of 5, but their expected ERAs are lower.
Trevor Williams was good his last time out.
I know. And the Cubs put up 16 yesterday and 13 a few games ago. Still don't trust them to hit. The wind is blowing out 10 miles an hour out to center, so I stayed away from this game.
Mets 7-5, first fives. I would bank on the Mets not getting swept by the Cubs, if anything, Tony.
Yeah, Mets. If you like gun to head, Mets in the under is what I was. Under 5.5 is a nice little number for the first five. But yeah. I was watching this game last night. By the way, MLB Network does a nice little job.
Yeah.
Taking you around.
I watch it every night. I'll have that on the main TV, and then whatever game that's not blacked out. I've never had to deal with the MLB TV blackout before.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
happens a lot.
And back home, you've got every game.
Got Harold Ramirez on there, telling some stories while they bounce around from game to game.
Yeah, Pedro's on there.
But yeah, like the Mets were up 2-0, I believe, and then all of a sudden, fucking the doors fell off. So yeah, not a big game for us there. As far as Mets at the Cubs, the line is minus 106 for the Cubs, minus 110 for the Mets. So the Mets are a little bit of a favorite here.
The Mets are favored?
Yeah, over under 9.5. I think that moved from earlier today. So something to think about there. We're not taking it. You guys obviously can if you would like.
Go ahead.
We do like this game. 8:10 p.m. Angels at Houston. Alex Cobb versus Christian Javier. We're both on the Angels here.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a super boost on FanDuel right now. You can go to FanDuel, hammer down super boost. I will warn you. Gumby and I both gave out this pick on Pat's show today. It has been put out as a clip. It's been put out as a super boost.
What could go wrong?
So the chances of this thing fucking winning tonight are slim to almost none.
Javier is probably going to throw a fucking complete game.
We absolutely fucked ourselves on this one. It's slim to none to win this one. As we say that, this is why we took the Angels.
Yeah.
The dogs are barking.
Alex Cobb, rough start to the season. Pitching better now. He's a veteran. He's been around.
So his ERA is 4.63. His expected ERA, though, is 3.
What does that mean?
So, like, say a guy gives up 8 hits, 9 hits in 4 innings or something like that, but they only score a run.
Yeah.
His ERA is decent, but his expected ERA should have been much higher.
Okay.
Here, maybe because of errors or something like that, or
duck farts.
Yeah, they bring like exit velocity off the bat and stuff into this and how it's hit. So his expected ERA is lower than his actual ERA.
It's a good sign.
And then Javier. I lost my place.
Thought you froze for a second. Come out and reset you.
I fucking lost my place. Christian Javier is going to Astros, who, as you said, Gumpy, is really good.
Yeah. But he went down, right? And then they brought him back
His
up.
Expected ERA is the exact same as Cobb's. So I'm taking the better hitting team here in this situation. Angels are number 2 versus right-handed pitching. Houston's number 29 versus right-handed pitching. When I think the pitchers are decently even. And the Angels have just been playing better. Astros 1-9 in the last 10, 1-5 in their first 5 at home. Angels first 5 plus a half.
Yeah. Angels just playing better ball all around.
Trout's mashing. Otani's mashing. Rendon's apparently hurt. Fucking. That was our pick, but beware.
Still good.
Still plays.
Still good.
Miami at the Giants.
Here we go.
By the way, the fucking Stros are still the fucking favorite in that game. Miami at the Giants. Giants are minus 142. Marlins plus 120. That's full game. Over under 8.5. Are you on this one?
No, I can't. I mean, I want to take the Giants, but I mean, Aaron Sanchez, he's 0-1 with a 2.46 ERA, but he hasn't gone more than 5 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's gone, what, 14 2/3 in 4 starts now at this point?
Not a lot.
It's concerning.
Both teams.
But, I mean, because fucking Danny fucking Costanza, he's only had 1 outing, too.
Daniel Castano, yeah.
Yeah.
But in that outing, he went 5, gave a 1-run run. Last year, he had a 3 ERA. Marlins are number 6 versus right-handed pitching in the last 10 days, while the Giants are number 19. Both teams flew from East Coast to play in San Francisco today. They both played yesterday on the East Coast. So, you know, long flight yesterday. Maybe not a lot of sleep. Boys are a little sleepy to start the game. The Giants are 8-2 to the under the first 5 in their last 10. And I like both of the pitchers, so I'm going to take the under 4.5 first 5 minus 128. Sleepy bats to start, hopefully. Go sleep, little bats.
Fair play.
And then I'm going to take the Marlins first 5 plus a half just because I like the value on it.
Where are the Giants?
First 5?
Yeah.
I'll pull it up right now for you, Paul.
Let's see.
Giants first 5 run line. They are minus a half is plus 108. Money line is minus 160 on the money line.
Yeah, that's way too much to lay.
Fucking Marlins. If you like the Marlins, see, I got them at plus a half. You can take the Marlins money line plus 130 if you really feeling fucking frisky. That's for first 5. If you really like it, Gumpy.
You love the Marlins.
I do. Fucking Tony Marlins. And then last game of the night, 10-10. San Diego at the Dodgers. Great series a few days ago before fucking Padres ran into some shit with the Brewers. Walker Buehler and Ryan Weathers. I thought about taking it here. I wanted to take the Padres, pal.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I wanted to. Because Weathers is good. I mean, he doesn't...
He just only goes like a couple innings.
And Walker Buehler, his ERA is good. His expected ERA is up a little bit. But I went back to like the past 4 years. His home ERA is always better than his away ERA.
Yeah.
They are home tonight, so I'm going to stay away from going against Walker Buehler. Dodgers are 27th in the league or 28th in the league versus left-handed pitching.
I just think
Weathers is a lefty. So
I think the Padres bullpen is also dead from yesterday.
Yeah, fair play.
And Padres are 6-11-2 first fives. Dodgers 12-4-2 first fives. I got this money line -150 this morning, which is absurd for the Dodgers to get that number. I'd lay the half here, I think.
If you go back, one of the reasons why I stayed away, if you go back 10 days, so the last 10 days, Dodgers are hitting 181 versus lefties, which is number 28 in the league. Yeah. So
it's just this guy's going to throw, what, two innings?
Yeah.
He's going to go through the lineup once, you know what I mean? So
it was a stay away from me. Jay, how we doing over there? Yeah. We have another guest today. A friend of the show, you'll say. Was on last week, and everybody was like, yo, that guy's good. So we're going to have him back on.
Who you got?
You know who it is.
I don't know. You never tell me who's coming on.
It's the consigliere.
All I know is fucking Cupmaker Wednesdays.
I tell you all the time. Is he on, Jay? Former bookmaker, odds maker in Curacao, Vegas, and probably Diner in Pittsburgh. Now he's in the media. Now he's a media mogul out there in Vegas fucking bouncing around gambling shows. Friend of the show, Yinzer himself, sportsbook consigliere, Dave Sherpin. How you doing?
Hi, boys.
What's up, boss? How we doing?
Gumpy, I'm great. You got to help Diggsy. Diggsy, you sound a little slow today. You sound a little out of it. You're killing me with all these ERA numbers. Like, what the hell is going on over there?
What are you talking about, man? That's how I make my bets. What do we do? I mean, I got to tell. I can't just sit here like a fucking dancing clown and say, hey, take the fucking Brewers without telling you why.
Hey, sometimes it's better not to say why. Sometimes ride the streak, brother. Like, you know, the Padres going bad. So
they are going
Brewers,
bad.
Brewers. Three-game streak. That's how you bet baseball sometimes. You can look at all them numbers. You can get crazy deep into stuff. Sometimes it's paralysis by analysis. I mean, you know, you're looking good, though. If you needed to dance around and do something like a dancing clown with that beard and that hat, it might work.
Dave, here's the thing. Here's the thing with how I do this. I was an accounting major.
I love this guy.
I'm a numbers guy, so I'm a big numbers and stats guy. I also have had like 8 to 9 diagnosed concussions, so there are some days where I am a little slow.
Hey, I hear you. I had a couple concussions myself on the ice, took a couple hits, and sometimes those bright lights get on you, get a little bit messed up. And, you know, you don't get enough sleep. Sleep is so important. You don't get enough sleep, Diggsy, that fog, that concussion fog can kind of weigh on you. I would try to not have the fog going on before you push the submit button on some of them crazy bets that you come up with every day.
Hey, I mean, a lot of the listeners of this show have been longtime listeners of all the programs, and I've been on full display before with this foggy brain, so this is nothing new to them. They respect it, actually, I think. Hey, how's Vegas? How's things going out there?
Things are heating up. It's summer's coming. A lot of people are, you know, working out, getting their summer bodies ready. Vegas is looking like it's going to open up, hopefully soon. And, you know, boys will be able to come out, take a trip. We'll get together. I don't know.
You've been swimming at, you've been swimming at Circa yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been down there a lot. I don't go in the pool, though. Like, that the pool's for other people. The pool's not for me. A lot of things in the pool, and you know, it's just not, for me. I like to stand by the pool. I like to look at the screens. It's very nice. A lot of people like to meet there. I just, you know, the water's not for me. That's all. What's like swimming. And I go in pools, but not that pool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's the handle like this time of year? Is it mostly who brings in most? Like before the playoffs start for NHL and NBA and MLB has started, what of those sports and golf's going on right now, who brings in the biggest handle?
So right now, it's really NBA. The basketball
can't bet it, man.
Is I know, and it's getting closer to the playoffs. So, like the stretch run, when the games get more meaningful, they get more handle.
Yeah.
When the games get less meaningful, they get way less handle. So the bad games in the baskets, you know, they're up, but they don't get much action. The good games are great, and you know they get a lot of action. Then it goes to, I mean, baseball's every day. And we got, you know, accountants like you by trade looking at the numbers and love to bet the baseball.
Yep.
So baseball's popular. Hockey, it depends on the matchups. Like hockey, I think, has hockey fatigue right now. Everybody's waiting for the playoffs to start. And it's been such a weird year with the hockey because the same teams just play over and over and over. You wake up and, geez, the Bruins are playing the Sabres again. Like, and it's tomorrow, they're playing the Sabres again. So when you see the matchups, the hockey fatigue kind of starting to set in. But we all know when the playoffs come, there's nothing better than the hockey playoffs.
Agreed.
How the hell are they going to set those lines for the NHL playoffs with none of those teams ever playing each other this year, Dave?
Oh, yup. When they get to the division or the, you know, the conference matchups, it's going to be pretty tough.
But yeah,
you're going to have to play your way out of the division like you did back in the day. And I got to be honest, I've been on some guys' cases and a lot on a lot of the shows saying that the odds makers have gotten kind of lazy in the hockey lines because, you know, you see certain trends. I mean, hockey has been very advantageous for bettors this year. I mean, it's if you get the pattern, it's like, you know, having the cheat code in a video game or doing the pattern back in the day on Pac-Man. Everything just goes the same and you cash tickets. Edmonton played Ottawa 9 times. They won every one of them. They went 7-2 to the puck line. And the games went over, I think, like 8-1. The lines were the same every time. So you don't see the adjustments in the numbers based on the results. And that's one of the things about the book. You don't react, overreact. But I think you have to start shading stuff. I mean, like, you know, the Dodgers line, you guys were talking about it earlier. Dodgers are going to be favored every game. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, every single game. I can't think of a matchup where they go on the road and one of their pitchers is pitching, one of their regulars, and they're going to be a dog. So, like, when I saw that number today, I was like, why isn't this, you know, 185? Yeah. I mean, Weathers, he's going to go 5, max. So, I think it's a discounted price on the Dodgers. You'll see that throughout the season, but the hockey lines, Gump, are going to be very interesting come playoff time.
Dave, we were talking about this yesterday, and we actually asked the question. We were talking about puck line and run line. How did the odds makers settle on 1.5?
Great question. That was done before I was born, probably. I don't know any other different, but like books like FanDuel have changed it where, you know, you can lay a run and you can lay one goal in regulation. You can, you can, if you really want to get frisky, you can lay 2.5 goals in a hockey game. I don't recommend it, but, you know, the plus price is big. So I know you like them dogs and the dogs are barking. So, you know, laying 2.5 goals, I don't advise it. You can do it in baseball, too. There's teams like the Dodgers cover the run line. They're 14-4 on the season. I think they've covered the run line 11 times or some ridiculous number like that of their 14 wins. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to really go for it and pump up the number, pump up the payout, you can lay 2.5 runs. But I don't know how it was decided, but, you know, there was probably boys in Pittsburgh that maybe came up with that. It wouldn't surprise me. I'd make it pick them if somebody in Pittsburgh came up with the run line or the puck line.
Speaking of that, did you see the bad beat on the puck line for the Pens the other night? They're up 6-1 in the third and finished at 7-6.
That one hurts, right? Like, you're already spending that money. 6-1, you can't lose. Like, right? You're already going, hey, honey, You know, we're going on vacation. We're going out to steak dinner tonight. I had the Penguins puck line. They're up 6-1. We're good to go. And then that happens, and it finishes 7-6. Pain. They play again today. The total somehow, what is the total? 5.5? No, it's 6. I mean, what do you do with that game? I'll wait for Nicky Skates, but like
6.5.
Play over again, right? You just play over until it loses. So I think that's the safer play. Penguins got to get things in line, boys. They got to get the line set. We got to decide like who's the goalie, who's going to be the number one going into the playoffs. There's a lot of question marks being set right now or being answered going into the playoffs in these last 12, 13 games, whatever teams got. Penguins are going to get healthy playing the Devils and the Sabres a couple more times, hopefully get things right.
Dave, Nicky Skates is actually here, and that line is at 6.5.
Six and a half. What do you do? Like you just said, Dave, I'm not touching it. That's what I'm doing. I'm staying away from it. You talked about the cheat code and having the cheat code. I don't know if you heard, but I figured it out, man. I got this coin. I flip it. It heads or tails. We pick whatever we ride with the coin, and it came back and won us money last night with the Blackhawks being down 4-1, coming back and winning overtime.
Oh, guys, like, Nicky, the in-game wagering for hockey is awesome. And you know that if you watch the games, the lines get so over-adjusted. And I think there's such an advantage for guys that are hockey guys that watch it, because a 2-0 lead means nothing. I mean, a 6-1 lead for the Penguins the other night didn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. But as far as that total being 6.5, that's what I call, like, the FU line. You know, the books put it up, FU. If you're going to bet over, you're going to bet over the worst number in the world. Otherwise, you got to bet under. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is a lot of bettors say, F you, I'm not playing it. So it's easy. You just put that number up. Like, that's what the Bruins line is today. 320 on the road, money line? Who wants to lay that?
It's up to 335, too.
I mean, yeah, that's just absurd. So there's a couple FU lines that you see in different sports. Like in baseball, for you guys, for the first fives, put up a 3. That's what we do in the book. You just say, yeah, put up a 3. F you. Bet under that. Good luck. You know, even if it wins, it's pain. It hurts. Unless it's 0-0. When it's 1-0 somebody, you're like, man, I'm a two run bomb away here from pushing. Mm-hmm. And this thing can go over with another single and a double. Like it hurts.
I've seen 3.5. I haven't seen 3 yet. And I've seen 3.5 juiced, like -130, -145 so far. Were you still in the book when gambling or sports betting started to pick up for the NFL draft? And it seems like the handle for the NFL draft is going to be more than anything else that's been in the recent future, correct?
I can tell you this. The NFL draft is one of, like, probably number 5,876 reasons why I don't want to be in a book anymore and making lines. It's the worst couple days, weeks of the entire year for books, because you're looking at the same information the books are looking at, and it's all bullshit. I mean, you can ask Lombardi. Like, none of it, you don't know what to believe. And this week, this guy's, you know, passing tests, the smartest guy in the world, his stock's coming down, he's going to get drafted lower, next week it's somebody else. When I was in the book, we put it up late because we really didn't want to do it. It's like a loss leader for retailers. You got to do it, mm-hmm. And if somebody does it and you don't, that's a lot of handle that they're getting, but you're not. So, man, I didn't like it at all. I'll never forget. 2 years ago, we had a guy walk in, and he had a bag. I'm talking like a bag of money. And I'm in the risk office, and they call over. And there's a guy here that wants to bet Chase Young's draft position. I said, oh, really? How much does he want to bet? Well, he's got a bag with 50 dimes in it. I said, 50 dimes? I said, he ain't betting 50 dimes on that no matter what. So I don't know who it was, but he knew when Chase Young was getting drafted. So, like, there's things like that that happened during this that, you know, people want to take shots. I recommend reading as much as you can, but having fun with it and picking your spots, because there's definitely ways to make money and there's definitely lines that, listen, the books don't know sometimes any more than you, Gump, or anyone else. So take your shots and, like, don't go, oh, this line's wrong, or why is this line this? This line is this because we got to put it up in the book. That's it. There's no, sometimes there's some shading or some opinion, and maybe there's an edge, but information has never been better for both sides of the counter, and that goes tenfold for the NFL draft.
The third overall pick, at if depending on if you were just smart for the last few weeks, couple months, I mean, there's times where you could get could have got all three guys at extreme plus money and could be going into next week not even having to worry about losing money. You definitely you have a winner in your pocket.
Yeah, and the book has a loser in their pocket, and they go, you know, what are we doing? Like, there's it was a lot of arguments. Talk about drawing the short straw. The guy in the room that has the book, the NFL draft, the week of the NFL draft, I mean, that's like a code red. Like, you get put in there, and you're like, man, I don't want to do this ever again. And he gets to the new guy. You know, if I could get a hold of Matt, I'd be like, all right, Matt, come on. You want to put my story for the NFL draft and see what you can do. That's what that, I mean, it's terrible. It is not fun at all.
Hey, there's a couple of big matchups in the NBA tonight. Suns at Celtics and 76ers at Bucks. The Bucks line, Bucks 76ers line is 8, so there's some injury news there that I'm not 100% positive on yet. Do you like either of those games tonight?
Again, you've been on this Phoenix team for weeks, you know, and I heard you say it on Hammer Down and you bet them. Coming off a back-to-back and going to Boston, yeah, and laying points on the road, like, I know that Phoenix is good, and I think that they are live to get the number one seed. They ain't winning tonight. I like Boston. I really like Boston in that game. Boston's playing their best basketball of the season right now, and they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs. Philly-Milwaukee, man. I was really I wanted that shot to go in by JoJo last night. Oh. In that long, I mean, he threw that ball
the length awesome. Of
the court that would have tied it. They would have won it. They would have been okay. Could go to Milwaukee. This is the first of a back-to-back at Milwaukee with Philly still trying to, you know, outrun the Nets for the number one seed. Line feels too high. When you get over 6 in the NBA, that's when it gets in that dribble out part. Like, we used to sit in the book and go, oh, no, here's the dribble out. But when you had the dog, you're like, yeah, dribble it out, dribble it out. You know, the game, there's no fouls.
Yep.
So when you get over this number, I would take Philly, but I would tread cautiously because I don't think – I mean, if Embiid don't play, he got no shot. But if he plays – I expect them to be competitive, and then Milwaukee win and don't cover. Philly will win the next game over the weekend, and then, you know, get the season going to close it to be the number one seed.
Well said.
How far do you think the Bucks go in the playoffs, Dave?
Man, God.
I have no clue what this team is. I really don't.
Gumpy, I don't think they do, right? Like, that's the issue right now. I mean, if Giannis isn't doing Giannis, now what? What do? We go to Middleton, we get shots. I don't know. And when push comes to shove, teams are going, all right, when it gets close at the end, we're going to stop Giannis. You guys find an alternate source. So now if they don't get they got to get the 3 seed. Or, I mean, obviously, they want to get the 1 seed. But the 2-3 seed, they're going to have to go through both Brooklyn and Philly. Mm-hmm. That's not an easy road for either one of those teams. That's why I think the number one seed in the East is enormous. And then you got teams like, you know, don't sleep on the Knicks. Knicks are going to be, they're rolling right now. Hopefully they're not peaking too early. But you want to talk about a team that's playing and they can beat you anyway. Their total last night was, I mean, they almost scored 300 points in that game. And they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. So between the Hawks and the Knicks, that was a great game. Either one of those teams is going to be a hard out. How far the Bucks can go? When you look at the odds on FanDuel, they're the second choice in the East. The Sixers have worse odds than them, or higher odds, better payout. I can't believe that.
No.
I think the Sixers are right there with the Nets, and the Nets can't stay healthy. Who knows what Harden's doing? What I think the East is way more competitive, but the odds reflect that some books really think the Bucks are actually, you know, the second best or even co-favorite to win the East.
And then if the Bucks get bounced early, like, what do they do in the offseason? Like, you just gave a boatload to get Holiday. Like, what else are they going to add to this team? Can they afford to add to this team?
Man, that's above my pay grade. But that will be a very good question going forward. I'm just, like, right now trying to focus on numbers and look where, you know, opportunities are going to be to bet. I don't know where they go, Gump, but I don't think it's to the point where you got to blow it up because it's too soon. But, like, you know, between making adjustments and getting an alternate source of buckets, they got to figure something out.
Dave, before we let you out of here, is there anything else that we didn't ask you about that you like tonight, potentially?
Well, you know, I love the baseball. I mean, there's just I can't get enough of it. You know, the Buccos won today.
Yeah.
When you sent me the text, hey, can you be on? I was hoping to celebrate another Buccos win. Did. I did it. So excited about that. I would go against – I heard that, you know, we got to ask Foxy. He's going to settle all of this about the Angels because you like the Angels. Gumpy likes the Angels. I like the Angels.
Oh.
If Foxy likes the Angels, we're off. That's it. There's no – we can't do it. But the odds go everything. Houston's going bad. So we're getting a plus price with a team against – it's 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah.
So I like the Angels. I think the Dodgers are a discounted price. I really do. Walker Buehler at home, less than $2 right now, as good as he is, as good as he's pitching, and with the Dodgers lineup, give me them. And then the other game, boys, the Mets have lost two in a row to the Cubs. They've been favored. Now we get to game three. Lucchese is pitching against Williams. I don't know either guy, but I saw the number. I'm like, wait a second. The Cubs just, what is this line? This thing's probably going to flip. I would not be surprised to see the Cubs go off the favorite by game time, but I like the Cubs to complete the sweep. An old bookmaker back in the day, back in the neighborhood, Tone, told me once, ride the streaks, bet the streaks, bet the sweeps. And, you know, we weren't at Smarty Artie's when he said it.
But whoa.
We were back home, and I'll never forget that. Bet the streaks. I like the Cubs.
Smarty Artie's used to put Coke in their wings. That's why they were so good. And then they got busted. So,
delicious.
Little fun fact about Smarty Artie's. I love that place. Dave, we can't thank you enough. Tell people where we can find you.
So every day I am on Sports Grid TV and Sirius XM Radio 204 from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock Pacific. We do in-game live. So we get to sit here like this, just like sitting with you boys, watch the game, watch the numbers. Say, jump in here, wait, that's not going to be good, or, you know, have reactions. So that's on every day. I do a podcast every week called Cash Considerations. Good you can show. Find that wherever you find podcasts. And, you know, that's a bunch of guys that we get together with. We do this, basically, without the picks as much, but talk sports gambling. And then on Twitter, Sportsbook Consigliere at SportsBKConsig. You know, we're just hammering everything down as much as we can there too.
You're the best. We got one more question for you about Sports Grid before we let you out.
Are you on that? Are you on with Morency?
Every night.
That guy's a fucking animal. Listen to this, Dave. When I was growing up, the Score in Canada was just like a small channel. So when I was a kid, before I got into sports betting, I watched fucking Morency and the Raging Redhead every morning from like 9 to 11 on the Score. They're fucking electric.
Gumpy, that's the first hour of my day. 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we're on Sports Grid. It's Morency, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, and myself. And it gets so loose on there. It's beyond fun. Those guys are great. And Canada loves us, so it's all working out.
Dave, I don't think his DMs are open, so you're going to need to ask him for us if Gabe will come on the show.
Because the boys love him. We need him.
Oh, if Morency is available to do the show, he will do the show. Is he ready for Ham or Don?
I think so. I think pretty much anyone's ready. Thanks, man.
I'll talk to Gabe today.
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
You guys are the best. Have a good night.
Thanks, brother. I fucking love that, man.
He's the best.
Him, Morency, and the fucking Raging Redhead, dude.
It's electric. I listen to it all the time, and I didn't know that was him, to be honest, at first. I didn't know it was Dave. Yeah, I'm so happy it is, because they're one of the few people who actually talk hockey gambling and to get information from.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Speaking of that, how was your night last night?
3-5, but more, you know what? Importantly, the bigger story was, boys, the coin
the
came
through.
The
fucking coin!
I buried that bet.
Have you picked a coin game yet?
For tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I was told by Gumpy that, and a few other people on the internet, that I was ruining sports gambling.
That's not true.
So, of course, I picked a game for tonight to do
with
the coin.
We'll end with the coin game.
I have to.
Damn, it's a fucking heavy action night.
There's a heavy slate. I'm only going to pick a few, though.
Okay, yeah. Give us your best.
So Washington against the Islanders. I hate picking against the Islanders.
Two good squads.
Very good squads. Top of the East, the Mass Mutual East right now. I'm going to go with the Islanders money line. I think they're minus 126 and the under at 5.5.
Okay.
Now, the total's gone over in five of Washington's last five. But the Islanders are 7-1 straight up in their last eight, and it's gone under in five of the Islanders' last six at home.
Okay.
The Islanders are 19-2-2 at home. They're just a very solid, defensive, no-nonsense kind of team.
Whatever happened with that arena? Did they get a new arena?
They've been splitting, I believe, between Nassau and Brooklyn, and they are going to start building. There was some
on the island.
There was some permit issues, yeah, on the island. Okay. I forget what the building is called. Excuse me, but there's like an old race. I think it was an old racehorse park that was there that I think they tore down that they're going to rebuild up as a new arena for them. So I'm on the Islanders in the under there. Toronto and Winnipeg. Toronto's on a bit of a schneid lately.
Fucking hell of a schneid, my friend.
But they are 5-0 in their last five against Winnipeg. But I'm going to take the peg. I'm going to ride with the Jets. I'm going to take Winnipeg with the plus money there at 116, I believe. And I'm actually going to go over with them, but it's a high number. It's at 6.5.
Yeah, it is.
So we're counting on some fireworks. But
it's at 6.5, and it's minus 34.
Fucking Jumbo Joe on his fucking rollerblades, they'll be fine.
So why I'm doing that is because Blake Wheeler's back for the Jets. And
Wheelsies?
Nick Foligno is making his debut for the Leafs.
His debut?
Yeah, he had to sit out because of quarantine, right?
Oh,
Canadian quarantine. Jesus.
I fucking completely forgot.
Jack Campbell is in net for the Leafs, and he has been part of the reason they've been on a bit of a schneid. He's stunk the past couple games for them. And then the total's gone over in 17 of Winnipeg's last 23 games when playing Toronto.
Fucking hell of a run.
So they like putting on a show. They can go back and forth, play that fire wagon hockey we like. Some big boys, Colorado and St. Louis. I'm going to go Colorado here. They're minus 164, so a bit of a heavy favorite. I'm going to go under 6.5 on this one. Colorado 9-1 straight up in their last 10, 7-1 straight up in their last 8 when playing St. Louis. Blues are 7-10-4 at home, not a great home record. Avs on the flip side are 12-5-2 on the road. Great road team, so like the Avs. And then, boys, I've struggled with this one all day. I've gone back and forth. I've crunched the numbers. I just don't know what to do.
Flip it.
Carolina,
flip it.
Florida. Both tied at 65 points for the division lead.
Sounds like a coin game.
Florida's won three straight. They're 16-4-1 at home, but Carolina's 5-0 straight up in their last five against Florida. It's a battle of the Titans. What are we thinking here? We think we go Carolina heads, Florida tails.
I want Florida.
Okay, hold on.
I want Florida.
The second annual coin game of the night.
100% thus far.
On a 1-0, 100% run.
Never lost.
Plus 100 units. The coin game tonight. The Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers.
Carolina's going to be heads. Florida's going to be tails. Let's flip the coin.
Tails.
Come on, baby.
Tails.
Yes.
We got tails. We got the Panthers.
Florida Panthers plus 108.
Let's go, boys.
Hold on. Let's see if the dice agrees.
No, don't do it, man.
Home. Dice agrees again.
Hey, as long as it agrees, we're good.
Yeah.
Hits the wood, it's always good.
I think it's something in the internet. Sorry, the universe.
The internet.
Internet might be involved too, I'm not sure. That when the coin and the dice align.
Yeah.
Beware of the red moon.
What the consigliere said earlier about fatigue in hockey is real, and I've had it, and it may be because I've been losing lately.
Let's get to the playoffs.
But God damn it, I'll tell you what, the coin was the most fun I've had last night betting on a game in a long, long time. That was electric. Gumpy, you were so pissed. You were stewing.
I thought we were dead. It was 4-1. It was over.
Ride the coin, baby.
I mean, back to fucking Consigliere. The Cubs are plus a half, minus 140, first five.
You taking it?
Yeah, I'll jump into the
ride defense. The streaks, baby?
Yeah, sure.
Ride the streaks.
I'm not here to argue with Vegas.
Speaking of baseball, let's remind, if you're tuning in late, I'm on Cleveland, first five money line, minus 115. Angels first five, plus a half, minus 115.
That's actually plus 110, my friend.
Angels first five is now plus 110.
It's an odds boost, pal.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Odds boost.
Oh, speaking of odds boosts, we got to mention Pat's odds boost tonight for Sidney Crosby. Oh, 2 points and a Pens win.
Plus 300.
Plus 300?
When there was 13 goals scored last game, it's pretty tasty.
Okay. Marlins first five plus a half versus the Giants and under 4.5. And then the first five, nope, I didn't take that one.
Didn't?
I did take that one.
What did you
first take? Five under 4.5, minus 135, Dodgers and...
Oh, a couple undies. I got Cleveland first five money line, Angels plus a half first five, Dodgers first five minus a half, and then I'll hop on the Cubs plus a half first five.
NBA, there's only a few games tonight. 6 games tonight. We talked about Boston and Phoenix. I'm not going to bet against Phoenix. I'm not going to bet on Phoenix in this one. Boston is playing really good. Phoenix has played a lot of games in a lot of days. Phoenix, away favorite. Jesus Christ, I should have just said Celtics or home pups. Celtics or home pups. I'm going to stay away from that one. And then the line, Milwaukee and the Sixers is high. Something to look at there. And then the Lakers at Dallas. AD makes his return.
Let's go, Tony.
All right, what do you want, Mitt?
Let's go. Lakers money line. AD times 2. It's easy. Lakers money line. Dallas, they're good, but Luka can't run the pick and roll. Let's go.
Lakers money line is plus 128.
Easy money.
You take somebody it. Get this kid a water.
Man, are you taking anything else tonight, NBA?
I think I am definitely going to end up taking Boston and probably the 76ers.
Boston and the 76ers. Okay.
Ride with the consig. I was telling Gumpy that today.
I didn't even pay attention. Did my picks yesterday in the NBA, were they good or bad?
I have no idea, Tony.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard. What under did I take? Golden State and Washington, right?
I don't know. I took Golden State, and they screwed me out of
the parlay. It was 240, so that was a winner. You're welcome. I can't remember the other ones.
Real Sociedad is holding on for dear, dear life.
Sociedad?
Yeah, they're up 2-1.
Are they parking the bus?
Yeah, 88th minute. They just fucking made like 5 substitutions.
Let's take a look at the boost tonight.
Let's go with the over of Charlotte and Chicago and the under of Detroit and the Spurs.
Listen, no one's going to fucking doubt your two picks that you just threw in there. Fucking have fun with that, chat. Have fun with those two. I love you, Mitt.
That's usually what I actually do for picks. I just kind of look at them and then I like kind of just judge if I think the team is going to win.
Good.
Exactly. Good. That's how sports you win. Betting.
We're going to see a couple 3x2 boost tonight. Milwaukee and Philly, 3x2 boost. Minus 115 to plus 110.
Get it off.
Okay. You don't like money. You don't like threes.
Is there dingers?
Wait. We'll get there.
Can we talk about dingers?
And then the other 3x2 is Dallas and LA. To be honest, I haven't looked at the... I should start looking at 3x2 stats.
You should, Tony.
Pat's Super Boost, we talked about. Sid to have 2+ points and a win, plus 300. The hammered down Angels Super Boost.
What could go wrong?
Minus 118 to plus 110.
What
could go wrong? And then that's it for the boost tonight.
That's it?
Yeah.
No dingers?
No dinger boost.
What?
Do you like dingers?
I mean, we have to... There's 2 3x2s, FanDuel. We need at least one dinger boost tonight. Right?
I'll text them. We need a dinger boost. The hammered down dingy boost.
Yeah, we'll call it fucking. Do you like dingers and money boost? it's easy.
All right, so we came up with 2 shirts today. By the way, we need to make a coin shirt and do you like dingers? Do you like money shirt?
How about just chicks dig the long ball?
I don't think that shirt's ever been made.
I like that we strike while the iron's hot on the coin.
Yes. Has to.
I mean, that probably has to go out before this game starts.
Before the coin dies, we need the coin and Dinger's money shirt. Going in the notes.
We killed the Super League.
Will you guys buy any of those?
If you're putting shirts together.
Who?
We killed the Super League.
That's dead. No one's going to buy that shirt. Super League's dead.
I'll wear that shirt every day for the rest of my life.
Tell you what, we'll go down to the local corner store. We'll make you a fucking press-on shirt.
Thank you.
I think it's it. Oh, rollovers of 1,500. Good luck.
That's a lot.
Good luck. Good luck.
I saw someone ask if the 3x2 could be put in the rollover. Sure. Sure. It's minus 115 normally, so yeah, go for it. Fucking have at it.
Sure.
You're going to make me go back and check to see if there was three fucking three-pointers. Sorry. 2 3-pointers in the first 3 minutes. I don't know how it works. Mickey, I'll figure it out.
Mickey Mouse.
We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Fast Friday.
Yeah.
Fun Friday. Friday.
It's not too much to like in footy this weekend, but we'll grab a couple.
There. We'll fucking be there.
We'll be back on the fucking... The Frankfurt boys will be fucking buzzing again.
Can't thank you guys enough. Sorry for yelling at you yesterday. at Twitter and Instagram, Hammer Don. And we'll see you tomorrow. Hammer
Don.